Next up, you will be listening to United Way Community Connections with Mike Affelberg.
United Way Community Connections. United Way Community Connections broadcasts every Monday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WSMN. In United Way Community Connections, you will be introduced to leaders from all of the great nonprofits in Greater Nashua. From caring for our children to our seniors, from helping our homeless pets to our at-risk vets, from learning the skills to get your GED, to dealing with trauma and substance abuse. Community Connections is the place to learn with Mike Affelberg about what's going on. Learn how you can help and make a difference from the experts. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy the show, which is making a difference in Greater Nashua. Here's your host, Mike Affelberg.
Well, good Monday morning, and welcome to the United Way Community Connections radio show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. It's Monday, March 11th, 2024. March 11th, can you believe it's already the middle of March? It feels a little cold out there this morning. I don't know. It's that time of year where it hasn't decided, is it going to be winter? Is it going to be spring? Is it going to just trick us a little bit? Today, it was so cold when I got up, and the wind was just howling, and I thought, oh, God, go back to bed. But oh, well, you know, that's not an option sometimes. So here we are in the studio. You're listening to the Community Connections radio show. Each and every Monday morning, we're here at 9 a.m. talking with the great nonprofits from our community, organizations, small and large, that are doing incredible work trying to make Greater Nashua a place which is smarter, safer, healthier, happier, stronger for all of us who live and work here. Each week we interview those two different organizations, and by listening in, you're going to develop what I, as an old person, would describe as a mental Rolodex. And that is means that you'll know who's doing what, and when people ask you about services or, you know, needs that they have, you're sitting around the picnic table this summer, and somebody says, you know, I have a friend and they lost their job and they're struggling with making the rent and they need some help with food and fuel and whatever else it might be. If you've listened to this show each week, you're going to learn enough to be able to say, you know, I don't know about exactly, but I know that that organization and that organization and that organization can help out. And you're going to be able to help pass that information along, which is great. And that'll feel good for you, and it'll help your friend and their friend. So that really helps you to pay it forward with your mental Rolodex. And, you know, by the way, don't only just pass along that information. I always tell people, regardless, definitely say call 211. 211 is our state's referral resource database. There are operators there that during the week can actually take a call and talk with the person who calls in about what other resources might be available in our community and pass that information along. So that's what the show's all about. You know, the other two things you're going to learn about is how to support local nonprofits. You know, the organizations that we have in our community all need volunteers and all need financial support. And I consider those both donations, whether you're donating your time or you're opening up your wallet and donating something from your hard-earned money. Both of those go a long way in our community to helping our local nonprofits to implement their missions of supporting the community, whatever their mission might be. So today we're going to be talking with two different organizations. First up is going to be Stepping Stones. Stepping Stones is a relatively new nonprofit in our community, been around since, I believe, 2019. We have their executive director, Kathy Farland, with us. We have the vice president of their board of directors, George Hickey, with us. And so they're going to be talking about Stepping Stones and what they're doing to help end youth homelessness in our community. Such an important issue. And then after that, we're going to take a short break, listen to our sponsors who helped to bring this show to the air. And then we're going to be interviewing our friends from Gateways, who have been on numerous times, but Gateways is an older organization, much larger. So the other end of the spectrum today, we're going to be talking with Gateways about some of the services that they offer in the community. Meanwhile, just a couple quick things for me before we cut to break, give our sponsors a second to talk, and then bring Stepping Stones into the studio. First of all, it's tax time. I know nobody wants to hear that on a Monday morning. It is tax time. What does that mean at United Way? Well, I mean, I know what it means for me personally. It means go to my bookkeeper, go to my accountant, and get told the unfortunate news that Uncle Sam still wants my money. But there are lots and lots of people in our community that can't afford that conversation even. And so what do you do if you're low income? You maybe haven't even filed taxes in a couple of years. You need some help to put things together and get the best bang for your buck as far as a return goes, and maybe you can get some money back. So we have a volunteer tax program at United Way. It's called VITA, Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. We have over 30 IRS-trained tax accounting. They're not tax accountants, they're tax preparers. So they have the same level of training as if you went to a tax prep service, like, say, H&R Block, whatever, but they're not going to make you pay to help prepare your taxes. Last year, just to give you an idea, our 30-ish volunteers prepared over 1,000 tax returns in our community. That is in places where they do this weekly right now. The Nashua Senior Center, the Hudson Senior Center, and at United Way, as well as in the library in Hudson. If you're a low-income individual and you need some help with your taxes, you just call 211 to make your appointment. You need to do that from a 603 area code. So call 211, make your appointment with VITA to get your taxes prepared at the United Way through Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. Those 1,000 people who got tax returns last year, that was over $1 million of money that came back into their pockets and our community. So it's a really great program that we're very, very proud to support and to implement. And big shout out and thank you, by the way, to our friends from Citizens Bank, who helped to sponsor the local Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program at United Way. We couldn't do it without their help. So thank you to Citizens Bank for that support. Just last but not least, a couple of upcoming events at United Way. We have the community baby shower on deck. If you're a business that wants to take up a donation drive for baby items, and that can be broadly defined as everything from diapers and baby, diaper bags to cribs and strollers, formula for infants, everything in between. The community baby shower is coming up in a couple months, like 2 months, but we're doing drives now. For that event, we also have our Mother's Day event coming up. Every year we take up a collection of donations to put together bouquets of flowers for local homeless moms at places like Mary's House and the Front Door Agency and Family Promise and all the different organizations. Each year we do about 150 bouquets with our volunteers and distribute those out, and just puts a nice smile on people's face who should be remembered on their special day, but because of their circumstances otherwise might not be. And there's a lot else going on with us. So if you go to unitedwaynashua.org, you can find our website. That's our website. And click on the events tab, and you'll find all of the information about all the upcoming stuff. So going to take a quick break now, give our sponsors a chance to talk. We have 4 sponsors that help bring this show to the air. It's commercial radio, so we engage our sponsors to help support that. Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire, screen printing, embroidery, and promotional products for the Southern New Hampshire region. Just a fantastic organization. Sal and Jen do a great job. Edgestone Properties, one of our community's premier builders for many, many years. Jaron and crew over there have supported us since day one, and we're proud of that. We also have Wanderlust, which is a newer sponsor, a Wanderlust Therapeutic Services, mental health supports for the community. And last but not least, CrossNet IT services for small and medium-sized businesses. So you're listening to the United Way Community Connections radio show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg, and we'll be back in just about 3 minutes with our friends from Stepping Stones.
I need to get some new shirts for my business.
Just call Sal.
Does he do screen printing also?
Just call Sal.
Does he embroider shirts too?
Just call Sal.
I also need business cards and brochures.
Just call Sal.
How about yard and lawn signs?
Just call Sal.
And promotional products to give my customers?
Just call Sal.
Who is Sal?
I'm Sal. My wife Jennifer and I are the proud owners of Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. If you need embroidered or screen-printed shirts, business cards, brochures, lawn signs, promotional products, and even personal protective equipment for your business or organization, just call me or stop by our showroom, conveniently located at 410 South River Road in Bedford, right off the Everett Turnpike. You can also visit our website at fullypromotedsnh.com. That's fullypromotedsnh.com. We are your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. Our business is to help you grow your business.
Just call Sal.
Edgestone Properties is a leading home builder in Southern New Hampshire. With over 33 years' experience, Edgestone offers highly valued residential homes, including first-time buyer, luxury move-up, and senior community opportunities. Edgestone also offers well-located rental apartments, including active adult communities. Visit us at edgestoneproperties.com or call us at 603-889-5208 to learn more. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's 603-889-5208.
Since 1930, United Way of Greater Nashua has been your trusted partner to fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. When a low-income child needs access to dental care, or parents need quality after-school programs where their kids can learn and be safe, United Way is there. When a person with disabilities needs a supportive day program where they can thrive, or a family loses its home and needs a place to regain financial stability, United Way is there. When a homebound senior needs food and supportive social connections, or when it comes time to die with dignity, United Way is there. The programs supported by your United Way are the heart and soul of Greater Nashua. When you volunteer or donate to United Way, you lift up the community where you live and you work. As a highly regarded nonprofit with Charity Navigator and GuideStar, you can be sure that your donations will be used for the work of making Greater Nashua stronger, smarter, and safer. Learn more and connect with us at UnitedWayNashua.org.
We all wander. The rocky beaches beckon, the mystical forest calls, and the steep hills of life lure us up and down. Sometimes we lose our way. It's okay. Come home to Wanderlust Therapeutic Services, a leader in behavioral health counseling. We take true pride in caring for you, yours, and our community's mental health and well-being. We're in this together, guiding you through whatever life throws your way. Life has a way of doing that. Get well. Get back to wandering. The world awaits. If you or someone close to you needs competent mental health care, call Wanderlust Therapeutic Services at 603-889-3553. Conveniently located at 400 Amherst Street in Nashua, right off Exit 8 on Route 3.
CrossNet offers IT services for small and medium-sized clients. We create tailor-made plans for your business's unique needs. From computer repairs to managing networks, servers and desktop services, CrossNet Inc. offers managed services, cybersecurity, data backups, virus, ransomware protection, web filtering, and more. For more information, go to CrossNetInc.com or call for your personalized IT services today at 603-810-1000. CrossNet Inc. IT services keeps your businesses running when you are on the run.
Well, good Monday morning and welcome to the United Way Community Connections Radio Show. It's Monday, March 11th, 2024. I'm your host, Mike Gaffelberg. Each week, we bring to the air two different local nonprofits that are working day in and day out to make our community stronger, smarter, safer, healthier, and happier. Today is no exception. I'm super excited to have with me in the studio our friends from Stepping Stones, one of our community's great organizations that's working to help end youth homelessness. I have with me Kathy Farland. Kathy's our the founder and executive director. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mike. It's nice to be back.
It's nice to be with you on a Monday morning. And we also have with us George Hickey. George, now you've not been on the show before, but we, of course, know each other.
That's correct. And thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome. And you're the vice president of the board of directors.
That's correct.
So you're a volunteer, which is great. We'll talk maybe a little bit about that and what it means to be a volunteer and what volunteering you get involved with.
Right.
So maybe start out with Kathy, if you want. Why don't we just start out with just a very brief overview about what is Stepping Stones and what is it that you as an organization are trying to do to improve our community?
So Stepping Stones is just over 3 years old now. I no longer feel like an infant. Apparently now we're a toddler.
It's probably about right. I feel like an old man, so.
But we started out as a drop-in center for homeless youth. So we work with youth who are youth and young adults who are homeless and are unaccompanied. So all of the youth that we work with are on their own. They're not with families, although they may have their own children. But they're basically trying to figure out this whole thing on their own. So we opened the drop-in center in 2020, right during COVID, because I'm a crazy person. And
it doesn't sound like a brilliant idea, but apparently it worked out well, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, the youth needed somewhere to go. Everything was closed, yeah. So that's kind of how that happened. But we opened the drop-in center, and last year we had 126 different youth come into the drop-in center for over 4,000 visits during the year. So a lot of people don't realize how prevalent youth and young adult homelessness is, especially in New Hampshire. A lot of people don't realize there's a much of a homeless issue at all, let alone for youth.
Right.
But they don't want to be known as homeless, so it's not like you'll see them often in places that you might expect to. But the other thing we did this last year that I was very excited about was we opened our transitional housing program, so that we now have space for up to 60 youth to come in and live. We're on one of the old college dorm buildings at Daniel Webster College, and they now have a place to go at night that is safe, and it is where they live, and they work on getting their GED or high school diploma. They work on career training. They work on being able to hold a job, and a lot of those adulting skills that that everybody really needs to learn before they can really be good and out on their own.
Yeah. Now, you use the terms transitional housing, transitional program, which is, I think, a term which we should probably just describe to people, because it's not the same thing as like going to the shelter at night or something like that, right?
Exactly, yeah. So the shelter would be emergency housing. Transitional housing is a longer-term program, but it's not permanent housing. So it's kind of that in-between stage between just having a place to sleep for the night and having your own permanent place to live. What we found early on is that for a lot of our youth to move right into their own places didn't work well. They ended up getting evicted from where they were living, and now they're young and don't have a lot of rental history or credit history, and now they have an eviction on their record. So it really set them back more than it would have mm-hmm. than if they had waited to get their own place. So the transitional housing is a place that they can really take that extra time that they need to learn those skills before moving out on their own. Transitional housing is usually somewhere between 6 months to 2 years. We have a step-up program, so basically as they learn more skills and take those steps towards being more independent, they have more freedom within the program until eventually by the time they finish the whole program, they are ready to move out on their own and be successful.
That's fantastic. What a great program. And how many youth are you currently serving, have been in the program?
Last year we had 43 youth in the program. Right now we have about 20 or so. Because it's a step-up program, then the youth have to work their way up. And because we haven't been open that long, we're not full yet. But I expect that we will be this year, that we will have people in all levels.
That's really great. Steps. Before I transition to George, because I want to talk with about some fundraising stuff for sure, one thing I wanted to ask you, Kathy, is if you knew a young person, or you are a young person, and you thought that these services offered by Stepping Stones would make sense for you, what's the best way to find out more or get into one of the programs?
So there's a couple of different ways you could do it. Stopping into the drop-in center is definitely the probably most efficient, because there's a lot of services that we offer at the drop-in center itself that someone would be able to take advantage of and help them move forward right there. And then from the drop-in center, we would set up a time for them to meet with our housing manager to see if the transitional housing program was a good fit for them.
Okay.
If they can't get down to the drop-in center, we are close to downtown in Nashua, so it's within walking distance from a lot of places. But if that doesn't really work, you can always just call the drop-in center. It's 603-787-3016. And somebody there can talk to you more about it and work on it from there.
That's fantastic. And I do know that information is also on your website, steppingstonesnh.org.
Correct. Yep.
All right. Very good. Thank you. All right, George. So let's talk a little bit about fundraising, because I know this is something that a board of directors always gets involved in a lot of things. But one of the things, at least my board does a lot of, is fundraising support. And you have some stuff going on.
We do have some stuff coming up, Mike.
Yeah.
On March 14th, we have a comedy night, which is at St. Joe's Hospital. And it starts at 6 o'clock.
Now, I'm curious about what a comedy night in the hospital actually. I'm trying
to
picture
it's kind
this,
of a
right?
Dichotomy.
But, I mean, I've been to the hospital. Last time I was at the hospital at St. Joe's, it was for the ribbon cutting for a new. I would call it a fancy colonoscopy machine.
Oh, nice. Nice.
So if you're looking for some comedic relief, don't go there.
Okay. No, it's going to be held in the atrium at the hospital.
Fantastic.
There's a stand-up comic from Worcester. His name is Jimmy Cash, and I listen to him on TikTok and YouTube, and he's very funny.
Jimmy Cash. Fantastic.
And there will be it's $50 per person to get in. There'll be a cash bar. There'll be some youth from HEAL, the Nashua Youth Action Board, that will be there to talk about their mission and work, which is very interesting. And there will be a lottery tree for $200 where you can try your luck on a scratch ticket.
And that's actually this Thursday?
This Thursday.
Okay. And there's still tickets available for that?
Correct.
I know there's a big link on your website right at the bottom. It says Comedy Night at St. Joe's. And you can get your tickets right there. And you said $50 each. That's a pretty good deal for an ICA thing.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
And then on May 16th, we have what we're very excited about is a golf ball drop. And it's going to be at the Anheuser-Busch Brewery. And I can't tell you exactly what time the golf balls will drop, but it's around 6:30. And they'll be dropped by a helicopter that's going to come out in the Puerto Airport. The first prize is $25,000, the grand prize. And if your golf ball is a lucky ball and it's within one of the 10 closest to the pin, you can win $25,000.
So the way that works, let me make sure I understand this, is you're going to have a helicopter come across to Anheuser-Busch,
mm-hmm.
and then you're going to not stand anywhere near where it's going to drop
correct.
1,000 golf balls, right? Mm-hmm. And they're all going to probably have a number on them?
That's correct.
And whatever ball is closest to the pin is the lucky winner, and you get $25,000.
No, that's not how it works.
Okay, so
that's not how it works.
So this is good. Well, so then explain it, because that's what
I
would have been expecting.
There's going to be 10 predetermined numbers.
Okay.
And if any of those 10 predetermined numbers is closest to the pin, that number wins $25,000. But there are other prizes. There's a $500 prize. There's a $250 prize and a $100 prize. And we're going to have some fun ones. Furthest from the pin will win something.
You know, if it was regular golf, that would be me.
Yeah, same here. So we'd be competing for that.
Yeah.
There'll be food trucks. The brewery will be open.
How much does it cost to buy?
$25 a golf ball.
Okay.
So it's not a big expense per. And you can get five for $100.
Okay.
So there's an incentive there to get more. And you can buy these golf balls on our website at steppingstonesnh.org/events. And we're also going to be selling them at our comedy night this Thursday.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I see the golf balls are already there under the events tab, and you can already go ahead and...
I'd like to a little shout out to the Friels in Hudson, because they donated the golf balls for us.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, they're nice people.
They probably just walked around in the woods and found all of mine that were there, because that's maybe yours too, from what you said, George.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. What a great idea. Was that your idea?
I didn't originate it, but I presented it to the board, and then they were very receptive.
So we've got Over the Edge coming up at the end of June, and I'm thinking maybe we can throw golf balls from the top of the building at the people standing below. And if you get hit on the head, you win a free trip to the hospital or something.
A helmet.
Yeah. Everybody's wearing a helmet anyway at that event. Oh, my God. What a great idea. Mm-hmm. What else is going on this year with you guys?
We're in the planning of a masquerade gala in the fall. I don't have a lot of information on that at this point.
Yeah.
And we also are going to have raffles throughout the year that pop up on our website as fundraisers.
Fantastic. Now, George, you've been involved with Stepping Stones on their board for how long?
Since its conception.
Okay. So
Kathy and I were the first.
Yeah.
Right.
So Kathy was the first.
Kathy started it.
Pro, and she said, "George, help me out with this thing, man. It's too much."
We have a business relationship.
Yeah, good.
Anyway, she helped me in a number of ways.
Good.
And I just thought I'd reciprocate.
That's fantastic. I love that. And as vice president on the board, what is your basic responsibility?
I am now heavily involved in fundraising.
Okay.
And I'd have to say mediation on the board.
Well, so every board needs its mediators. Yeah, I have mine too.
Kind of, you know, keep it calm.
You be nice. I mean, you be nice. Right. You be nice.
That's exactly.
There you go. I love that. That's
calm, cooler heads.
That's fantastic. Prevail. What a great thing. And I appreciate you doing that as a volunteer. I mean, one of the things that I often get asked are what are the different ways in which somebody can volunteer, can give back? And I you know, that conversation always kind of comes down to, well, what drives you? What do you want to do? Where do you want to get involved? You know, what kind of work do you see yourself doing? A lot of people are interested in board service,
right,
but sometimes have no idea what that actually means.
My
right?
history, I've always wanted to give back to a community. Yeah. When I lived in Manchester, Connecticut. I was a volunteer firefighter.
Ah, okay.
And I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
But that kind of ran its course. And in a conversation with Kathy one time, we were talking about not having fulfillment in life, because I've been running a business for a long time.
Right.
And Kathy said, why don't you get involved in a nonprofit?
Yeah.
Do you remember that conversation we had a long time ago?
I do not, but it's interesting to hear about it.
Yeah, okay. Well, I can refresh your memory on a lot of things, Kathy. And she just said that in passing, that might give you some self-fulfillment to get involved in a nonprofit. And c'est la vie, here we are. And I love what I do there. I love being involved.
Well, it's a terrific mission, and it's very, very important. I mean, young people are, some of the most vulnerable individuals in a community, in any community. Mm-hmm. And when things don't go right, when things go off plan, or they don't have the supports they need growing up, or whatever the circumstances might be, having an organization to lean on and fall back to, like stepping stones, to get reengaged and to get back on the right path, or get on the right path towards a fulfilling and successful life, whatever that may mean, is important.
Right.
Yeah.
We're doing it. Our mission is good. We're touching a lot of lives, and we're helping a lot of kids. We see a lot of positive results.
Yeah.
Come out of stepping stones.
That's fantastic. I love that. That's really great. Congratulations for getting involved and for reminding Kathy about the conversation, which she clearly doesn't remember.
It's some I won't bring up.
That's awesome.
But I want to thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, for sure.
It's great.
Glad to do that. Absolutely. So any last words before we cut to break from either of you about stepping stones, youth homelessness, what's next for stepping stones, you know? What is the vision of the future? There must be something there rolling around in your brains.
Yeah.
There's always lots of things rolling around in our brains. There's still so many services that our youth need, and more some emergency space more specifically for them. Of course, more permanent housing, which is true for pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
In this area, just a lot of times, just kind of basic services just to kind of help them get their heads together and stuff.
I think emergency shelter is something we don't think about a lot for, for young people. You know, we have a lot of emergency shelter kind of resources in the community, between, the two shelters run by the Rescue Mission and then, of course, the shelter run by the Nashua Soup Kitchen, but those are really designed essentially for adults, sometimes also families, but really adults. And I think a young person might not feel comfortable in those.
Correct.
And that makes a big difference, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's one of the things we hear all the time from the youth, is that it's just not a comfortable place for them. And a lot of times they'll choose to sleep in outside or places that are less safe because of that. And that's clearly not helping them in any way.
Right. Absolutely not meant for human habitation, really. And that's also dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very much so. I appreciate what you guys are doing and the difference you're making in our community. So thank you for coming on. And thank you for talking about that.
Thanks for having us, and you're welcome.
Absolutely. So we're going to take another break now. You've been listening to George Hickey from the Board of Directors of Stepping Stones and Kathy Farland, the Executive Director at Stepping Stones. That's steppingstonesnh.org is the website. That's right, steppingstonesnh.org.
That's right.
Okay, and they have an upcoming event this Thursday. If you're interested in learning more, just go to their website and come out for the comedy show at St. Joseph Hospital in the atrium. And, you know, you can enjoy a fun evening, learn a little bit more about their mission, and get involved in helping to end youth homelessness in our community. I'm going to take a short break now to give our sponsors a chance to talk about themselves and the great work that they do. After the break, we'll be back with Gateway's Community Services for our second interview. You're listening to the Community Connections Radio Show, and I'm your host, Mike Affelberg.
I need to get some new shirts for my business.
Just call Sal.
Does he do screen printing also?
Just call Sal.
Does he embroider shirts too?
Just call Sal.
I also need business cards and brochures.
Just call Sal.
How about yard and lawn signs?
Just call Sal.
And promotional products to give my customers?
Just call Sal.
Who is Sal?
I'm Sal. My wife Jennifer and I are the proud owners of Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. If you need embroidered or screen printed shirts, business cards, brochures, lawn signs, promotional products, and even personal protective equipment for your business or organization, just call me or stop by our showroom, conveniently located at 410 South River Road in Bedford, right off the Everett Turnpike. You can also visit our website at fullypromotedsnh.com. That's fullypromotedsnh.com. We are your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. Our business is to help you grow your business.
Just call Sal.
CrossNet offers IT services for small and medium-sized clients. We create tailor-made plans for your business's unique needs. From computer repairs to managing networks, servers and desktop services, CrossNet Inc. offers managed services, cybersecurity, data backups, virus, ransomware protection, web filtering, and more. For more information, go to crossnetinc.com or call for your personalized IT services today at 603-810-1000. CrossNet Inc. IT services keeps your businesses running when you are on the run.
Edgestone Properties is a leading home builder in Southern New Hampshire. With over 33 years experience, Edgestone offers highly valued residential homes, including first-time buyer, luxury move-up, and senior community opportunities. Edgestone also offers well-located rental apartments, including active adult communities. Visit us at edgestoneproperties.com or call us at 603-889-5208 to learn more. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's 603-889-5208.
We all wander. The rocky beaches beckon, the mystical forest calls, and the steep hills of life lure us up and down. Sometimes we lose our way. It's okay. Come home to Wanderlust Therapeutic Services, a leader in behavioral health counseling. We take true pride in caring for you, yours, and our community's mental health and well-being. We're in this together, guiding you through whatever life throws your way. Life has a way of doing that. Get well. Get back to wandering. The world awaits. If you or someone close to you needs competent mental health care, call Wanderlust Therapeutic Services at 603-889-3553. Conveniently located at 400 Amherst Street in Nashua, right off Exit 8 on Route 3.
Since 1930, United Way of Greater Nashua has been your trusted partner to fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. When a low-income child needs access to dental care, or parents need quality after-school programs where their kids can learn and be safe, United Way is there. When a person with disabilities needs a supportive day program where they can thrive, or a family loses its home and needs a place to regain financial stability, United Way is there. When a homebound senior needs food and supportive social connections, or when it comes time to die with dignity, United Way is there. The programs supported by your United Way are the heart and soul of Greater Nashua. When you volunteer or donate to United Way, you lift up the community where you live and you work. As a highly regarded nonprofit with Charity Navigator and GuideStar, you can be sure that your donations will be used for the work of making Greater Nashua stronger, smarter, and safer. Learn more and connect with us at UnitedWayNashua.org.
Well, Good Monday morning, and welcome to the United Way Community Connections Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. It's Monday, March 11th, 2024. Each and every week, we speak with you on the air about nonprofits that are making a difference in our community, organizations like Stepping Stones that we just heard from, that are making a difference day in and day out in the lives of everyday Nashuans. So that's what the show is about. Tune in and you can learn about services that are available and ways to get involved in supporting those organizations and their initiatives. So I'm going to say that we are now going to turn to our next guests. We have in the studio with us Mindy Huckins. Mindy is with Gateways Community Services and her colleague Michelle Beeney. Mindy is a senior director, and we're going to start with her. And Michelle is the director of development, and we're going to kind of then go to her from Mindy and talk a little bit about development initiatives. Then we'll come back and we'll go round and around, and who knows where we'll end up, but it's all good. So I'm going to start with Mindy and just say welcome to our show. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
It's so good seeing you on a bright and early Monday morning. How's Brian?
He's good. He's good.
You guys have a good weekend?
We had a great weekend.
I always look forward to like logging onto Facebook and seeing pictures of Mindy and Brian and their many adventures. Usually it involves food, I have to say.
Yes, we are big food connoisseurs.
That's excellent, as are we. So very good. Anyway, welcome and good Monday morning. I wanted to start out just with a very high level. Let's talk a little bit about Gateways in general, because it's a bigger organization in our community. But it's not necessarily as well known as others that have, you know, well-known brands like, say, the YMCA. I don't know why that is. Probably because the services are a little specialized. But talk about Gateways. What do you do? How are you changing lives?
Sure. So Gateways opened in 1981, and we are an area agency designated by the Bureau of Developmental Services under the Department of Health and Human Services to serve individuals in the Greater Nashua area, that's about 12 towns, who experience developmental disability, acquired brain disorders, autism spectrum disorder. Over the years, as we started serving that population, we recognized that in order to truly serve those citizens, we needed to get a little bit bigger and serve those that are attached to them or are impacted by them. And so we have expanded our services to include an autism center, where we're teaching young individuals experiencing autism the skills they need to have a quality and meaningful life. And we also have a pretty extensive elders program where we're doing Choices for Independence waiver. We have an adult day center that's a multi-generational center inside of Alvern High School as part of the career education and training. And we also provide some in-home elder services as well. And we also do fiscal management for veterans and caregivers so that they can have self-directed programs in their homes. So we serve nearly 3,000 individuals in the community. And I think some people just don't know us because, you know, are the people we're supporting, you know, they're telling their stories and we're just right. The champions behind them. So we have to do a better job of sharing who we are and what we're doing.
Well, maybe. I mean, you do a great job, even though even if you're not like that well known, it's still fantastic. And I tell people, you know, I refer people all the time to Gateways, and they're like, oh, who's that? And then they get connected, like, wow, that's amazing. They're mm-hmm. great. By the way, I should have mentioned that one of the ways in which you can listen to this show is on Facebook. We're on Facebook Live. I know that there's this guy, Brian Huckins. Have you heard of him? He's a creepy stalker guy.
I think so.
He said, the beautiful and intelligent Mindy Huckins. I think he must be a fan.
Oh, my.
and so you can listen in on Gateways. Gateways says, hello, Mindy and Michelle. I have no idea who Gateways is, but whoever's doing your social media is monitoring us.
Carolyn.
It's Carolyn.
It's Carolyn. Hi, Carolyn.
Well, hi, Carolyn. Good morning to you. Thank you for that overview, Mindy. I appreciate that. How long has Gateways been around?
So we opened in 1981, and Sandy Pelletier, our fearless and ferocious leader, all 100 pounds of her, was one of the first case managers in the entire state to take individuals with disabilities from the Laconia State School and to build the current community-based services that we have. So she has lived it, she has championed it, and she instills it in all of us that follow in her wake.
So quite a while.
Yeah.
So that sounds like 35, 40 years.
Yeah, it's been a ride. And it's, yeah, you know, the services started with like a $50,000 budget and, you know, a certain number of clients, and now we're serving nearly 3,000 yeah. individuals. So it's really grown, and, you know, from our little guys in early intervention, the you know, that may be showing some bit of delay all the way up to our oldest participants.
Yeah. And Sandy's amazing. You couldn't ask for a better CEO president.
For sure.
Of Gateways.
I like the term fearless leader. That's fantastic. All 100 pounds.
Yeah. She is. You know, she just. She is.
That's great.
She, you know, you feel the heart of it when you're around her.
Fantastic. Well, Michelle, let's transition to you a little bit. So you're the director of development, right?
Correct. Yes.
Now,
yes.
That means a lot of things in different organizations, but it always means fundraising, right?
It always means fundraising. Yes. Yes. Before I, you know, get into our fundraising initiatives, I just wanted to quickly touch upon, you know, circling back to Sandy, and she is a ferocious leader and is really, you know, wanting to push the envelope in the community. So we have two exciting new initiatives going on now with housing and the workforce. And we're looking into a new housing initiative. So we're looking to repurpose some Gateway properties, and that will meet the needs of our clients that we serve. And that will also connect with the workforce development specifically for our direct support professionals as well. So that's an exciting new initiative we have going on that I've also been able to be involved with. So,
and housing is so important these days and so hard to find. I applaud you for that. That's really great.
Correct. And especially for the individuals we serve. Right. To this new housing initiative will allow them to work in the community, be in the community, be a part of the community. So it's really exciting. So stay tuned as we move along with that, with those initiatives. And fundraising, I mean, Mike, you know.
it's fun and it's easy.
We have our fifth annual largest fundraiser of the year that we do, October 17th, Imagine the Possibilities event. It will be at Sky Meadow Country Club in Nashua. If there's anybody out there that would like to donate a silent auction item, if there are any businesses out there that would like to become a sponsor or or anybody that would like to volunteer, please get in touch with me at Gateways. And we are hoping, we're in the beginning planning phase of hopefully doing a wine tasting event, possibly at Nashua Country Club in between those events. So just working on more outreach in the community and making individuals aware of Gateways and what we do and what we can provide.
Well, the wine tasting event is fun. I can tell you, we did one last year for the first time. Over at Fulcino Vineyard in Hollis. And small event, capped out at like 75 people and a ticketed event. Wasn't, you know, it's not a huge fundraiser, raised a little bit of money, but it was a really nice networking opportunity for people to just sort of, in a different environment, talk about themselves and talk about the organization and how to get involved. And it was nice. I applaud you for that. It was not a heavy lift, as many events like your signature event in October. That's a lot of work that goes into a big event like that. So that's good. I appreciate that you're doing that.
Yes.
That's nice.
Thank you.
And I take it you guys are wine people, so that's also helpful, right?
No? It doesn't hurt.
Doesn't hurt.
I did find it was a natural for us as well. Yep. Oh, there is food too. Wine and food, you know, it's a thing, right?
So, yeah. And I think it's so important because sometimes the funds we need are certainly large donations, but also small things. I was sharing with Michelle, for example, we have an elder and we worked with our case management to get them a lift recliner needed based on the changes in their mobility. But somebody has to remove the old recliner from their home and get rid of it. And it seems like a simple thing, but when you're 90 years old, you don't have a support network, where do the resources come to create that? And that's a little bit outside of the scope of what the services provide, but there's still a need in the practicality of implementing those services. So even the smaller donations that are considered unrestricted, meaning that we can adapt those to needs as they come across our plates, those types of things are just as meaningful because for that person, it will change their life. It will increase independence and decrease you know, their muscle pain and allow them to get in and out of their chair safely. But we do have to remove the recliner and bring it down and try to find a place to get rid of it. So there are costs associated to that that really just are the small things. So any donation is really a great support.
It really is very appreciative.
Yeah, and it's true. And if you look at, I'm sure that the vast majority of the funding that comes to Gateways is really like Medicaid.
It is. 90% is Medicaid dollars.
Yeah, but those other things that enhance mm-hmm. programs are so important. And some programs, I know, like the Adult Day program, are just hard to get funding for.
Yes, they are. And, you know, as the state has to deal with their funding needs, they have to spread resources across, and sometimes services that mm-hmm. were previously covered are no longer covered.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean the need has changed, so we need to be able to adapt and look for creative resources to continue to meet that need.
Yeah, definitely. Michelle, I wanted to ask you about volunteers, because volunteers are the backbone of many of our organizations, and I know that at Gateways there are also opportunities to get involved as a volunteer. Can you talk about what maybe some of those might be?
Yeah, I mean, one specifically is our Adult Day Center. We're always looking for volunteers there. We have one fabulous volunteer named Bill, who's incredible, but I would say the Adult Day Center is always in need of volunteers. Volunteers for helping out with our event. Carolyn, that's live right now on Facebook, we're basically a team of two planning all these events, so... any help in that area would be welcomed.
Okay.
And we're also support institutes of learning. So, you know, having internships and exploring these types of support services as careers, we work with the local colleges to take on internships as well. So if anyone's interested in kind of that hands-on education piece, we can really work with people to understand the art of the services we provide, and the honor that it provides as professionally.
Absolutely. Mindy, I also wanted to ask you, so Gateways is also affiliated with the Plus Company, right?
We are and we aren't.
Yeah, but that's okay. Talk about that if you don't mind.
Yeah, so there was one time when before we kind of split in mm-hmm. the 1992 era, where we had a shared board of directors, and we no longer have that affiliation because we're just too big. It's important for area agencies to be conflict free. So we don't provide any direct services at Gateways for the wavered services. So though they are a vendor partner, we have separate board of directors, and we are separate. We do rent space from them on 19 Chestnut Street. It's important that our services are accessible to the peoples in our community, and those are right in the heart of the city, located near the bus lines. So our adult service coordination and other coordination programs are located from the building. So we are boarders, roommates, but we don't have, we're not as affiliated as we were historically.
Sure. Okay. Well, thank you for explaining that. That's really helpful. Website is probably the best place to start if you're looking for information about any of this, I'd imagine.
Yep. www.gateways.org.
Gateways.org. Gateways.org.
Please follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Please reach out to me. mbeanie@gatewayscs.org.
Very good. Yeah. Mindy, you?
Certainly. You can reach me at Gateways at mhuckins@gatewayscs.org. And if you're interested in coming for a tour of the Adult Day Center, please reach out. If you want to see our Autism Center or you just want to come over and learn more about us, our doors are open to you anytime.
Fantastic. Thank you both so much. I appreciate you coming on today and talking a little bit about Gateways Community Services. Very, very helpful. So we appreciate that.
Thanks you for having us, Mike.
Absolutely. So you've been listening to Mindy Huckins and Michelle Beanie from Gateways Community Services. It's gatewayscs.org, one of our community's fantastic nonprofits, serving vulnerable individuals for many, many years now. So really a great organization. We're about out of time. We've reached the end of our hour, and I will not be back live next week. So you're going to get to listen to this show again next week. Unfortunately, and I'm going to try and drum up as much pity as possible, but unfortunately next week I'll be on a beach with my grandson in Cancun. I'll be drinking margaritas. He'll be drinking milk, I'm sure. My wife will be moderating both of us, no doubt. So you're going to hear this show broadcast, rebroadcast next week. Until 2 weeks from now, please remember to be kind to one another, because great things, they really do happen when we live united.